Madison Dixon, Associate Director of the Agricultural Autonomy Institute at Mississippi State University, discusses the research being done around spray drones in agriculture. He also discusses things farmers should keep in mind if they are wanting to implement drones into their farming operation. To learn more about the Agricultural Autonomy Institute and their research, visit aai.msstate.edu.
We're one of Mississippi State's newest research institutes. We were established in July of 2023, and our purpose here at the Ag Autonomy Institute is to perform research and development and all things at the intersection of agriculture and autonomous systems technologies. Top priority right now is evaluating the efficacy of applications from the spray drones, as well as validating their operational metrics, things like flight time, payload capacity, things like that. Commercial adoption and use is increasing rapidly, as is the adoption and use in research. And those two things really, really go hand in hand. And it's our hope that the research can help inform best practices and safety and overall value to the growers across the state. So at Mississippi State, we do that, not only the research here at the Ag Autonomy Institute, but we make sure that those results make their way out to growers across the state through MSU Extension, which has an office in all of the counties across the state of Mississippi. Something that's really important for a grower, a cotton grower, or any grower to know, the drones are not a replacement for conventional application methods, but they're a new tool that has a lot of benefits. Also, just, you know, be aware that regulatory changes are going to continue to happen and try to monitor those as best you can. And then thirdly, make sure you do your research and your due diligence before investing in a spray drone so that you can get the best value and return on that investment.